If I come in too early with my punchline, or I'm too late and I accidentally leave Jax hanging at the end of a joke, he always goes, "Don't worry, Norman, there's loads and loads of time until we're 15. But when Mum said she was going to help me make that new plan come true and I really and truly was going to go to the Fringe without Jax, all I could think was, there isn't loads of time anymore. And I'm 12 and only just. Jack says being scared is just your big old brain telling you that you can't do something and brave is when you go ahead and do it anyway. He also reckons that I'm the bravest guy he knows, which is exactly the kind of thing a best friend would say, only I'm not really sure it's true. Like even when my teacher said, "Welcome back, Norman, and you're doing really well under the circumstances," I was just thinking, if you could hear what my big old brain is telling me right now, I'm pretty sure you'd take that back, Mrs. Ferris. And I miss him. Mum said I didn't have to go back to school until I was good and ready, and that her boss Dennis could go fly a kite if he had anything to say about her taking more time off to look after me. But I'll tell you something, I knew that I probably wasn't ever going to be good and ready. Not in another week, or another month, or even if I stayed at home for the next couple of years and then skipped straight into year 9. So I just went. Mum bought me a new backpack that had aliens stole my homework written all over it, because she said she thought it might make me smile. And then she walked me all the way to the bus stop, which she hasn't done since I was 10, and goes, "Norman, if it all gets too much, you just tell them to call me and I'll be there in a jiffy." And I said, "I will, Mum," and then because she looked so sad, I said, "And you can do the same and get them to call me if Dennis gets too much," which made her laugh, but I actually meant it. When I got off the bus at school, straight away I thought, well, this backpack probably isn't going to last too long because here comes Archie Lowry and that's the first thing I have to worry about. But instead of saying, "Oi, Scabby, what's occurring? And give me a look at that dumb bag you got," Archie just goes, "Hello, Norman, and everybody's really glad you're back." Which made me think that maybe the head did a special assembly for Jax and I should have been there. And also, how weird is it that your best friend has to die before some people decide to be nice to you? There's a lot of things you have to think about when you don't have a best friend anymore. Like where you're going to sit for lunch, and who you're going to talk to about last night's live at the Apollo, and what you're going to say when people ask you if you're okay, and how you're going to finish your pair's biology project when the other half of your pair is gone. Jax reckoned doing a project on the human body was going to be the easiest thing ever because we were already experts without even trying, and how cool was that? We started a big red notebook and put all the weird stuff we found out from the internet in, like how it's impossible to tickle yourself, and how humans can't breathe and swallow at the same time.